This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Summer's not slowing down campaigning in the Cincinnati mayor's race. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about the contest between incumbent John Cranley and Councilmember Yvette Simpson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Well, you said in your Sunday column, getting elected mayor 4 years ago was a much easier task than getting reelected this year. Why is that?
Mainly, it's a matter of when you are mayor, you're responsible, and people look at you and say, you know, if things go wrong, they blame you. 4 years ago, he was running against Roxanne Qualls. Neither of them were mayor at that point. She had been mayor, but under a different system where the mayor didn't have as much power. Cranley had been on council before, but he had left and gone into business development. And he was sort of running as the outsider, and he had this real clear message, and a lot of the message had to do with anti-streetcar, and he had that vote locked up, and he stayed on his message, and he just ended up hammering her because she didn't have any answer for him.
So what does John Cranley have going for him this time?
Well, right now he's got plenty of money. I mean, he's going to end up spending well over $2 million, I'm sure, which would be by far a record for a Cincinnati mayor's race. David Pepper in 2005 spent about $1.2 million and lost. He's got the incumbency, the power of incumbency, which is not inconsiderable, because when he sends out a message and calls a press conference on some issue, the news media tend to respond to that. And Yvette Simpson, his opponent, may not get that kind of response when she tries to get her message out. So incumbency is a powerful, powerful tool, and he's going to use it to the utmost.
Why do you think he lost so badly to Simpson in the primary in May?
Well, first of all, it was an 11% turnout, and her voters were much more motivated. They were excited about her. They were enthusiastic. They were determined to get out and vote. I don't think his voters, a lot of them were probably not even aware there was an election going on, because, you know, there were a lot of Republican voters, particularly on the West Side, who looked at the field of candidates, three Democrats, and thought maybe, well, we don't have anything to vote on. But in the fall, they may come out, and they may end up voting for Cranley. It's hard to tell.
So you don't anticipate the turnout will be as low in the fall?
Oh, no. I think it'll be higher, but, I mean, it's not going to be massive. I mean, since we've had this form of election, direct election of the mayor, starting in 2001, the turnout in those elections have ranged anywhere from 29% to about 42%. Now, that's not massive. That's not presidential style. That's not even gubernatorial election style. So it's a fairly low turnout election, but it's going to be much more than 11%. I can guarantee you that.
So what does Cranley have to do differently if he wants to win in the fall?
Well, the first thing he has to do is, and he's doing it, is put together a ground game, get out the vote, identify your voters, make contact with them, make one-on-one contact with them, and get them to either vote early or go out on election day. That didn't happen in the primary. He spent over $800,000 on TV ads, which are really kind of a waste of money, because mostly they're seen by people who can't even vote in a Cincinnati city election. And I don't think people, the messages that come through on these commercials, people, they just go in one ear and out the other anymore. So there's going to be less emphasis on that, although he will spend an enormous amount of money on TV. But there's more emphasis on the grassroots organization, the kind of thing that Yvette Simpson had. She didn't have money, but she had that.
So will a higher turnout in the general election help him?
Could. I think it could help him. Depends on where the votes come from. Those Republican or more conservative voters on the West Side, if they come out, they're more likely to vote for Cranley than they are in Yvette Simpson. If that happens, then maybe he's got a chance. It's going to be very difficult, and I think it's going to be a very close election, one way or the other. I couldn't tell you if he is going to win or lose.
I want to remind everybody about your new Saturday column, Tales from the Trails. Last week, a funny story about former Governor James Rhodes.
Yes.
And there'll be, want to remind everybody also that all of those columns are archived on our website, WVXU.org. I don't remember what the next one is coming up next week, but it'll be a good one, I'm sure.
I can't remember, but it's funny.
It is. They are all funny. Yeah. Howard's worked for more than 40 years covering politics, and there are some stories that never made the print or the air, but they're worth reading now, so we hope you'll take a look at those. They're all on our website.
Amusing stories, yes.
WVXU.org. Thanks, Howard.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each weekday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.